Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Hey, thanks for checking out The Burt Show's podcast. If you like what you hear here, and let's be honest, we know you do, we would love a review when you're done listening. And you know what? 5 stars goes a long way for us. Thanks for listening. It is Championship Monday, and it has nothing to do with basketball
at all.
Today is the last day to vote in our Busted Baby Brackets. You got the Mad Conehead versus the Melted Gummy.
By the way, Cassie, because I was so curious, because we've talked about what these little ones look like now, right? She showed me Gummy Baby. Oh my God.
Good looking kid.
He's so cute.
Yeah, people have been demanding this, that after this tournament, if we can get the parents to send in what their kids look like now compared to that very rough start.
Yes.
We would all appreciate it. So you can vote today, and then tomorrow we will call the winning mom or dad and baby maybe and tell them they've won $1,000. But you got to vote today at theburtshow.com.
All right, so believe it or not, I want to compliment teenagers on their behavior on spring break. Yes, true story. I just want you parents out there of teenagers to know, I see you. You're doing a fantastic job.
I'm going to be counterpoint here.
Okay, that's totally fine. So for our spring break, and, you know, we're in Atlanta, and Atlanta had spring break this past week, and it was like an influx of Georgians into Florida, right? And I've seen plenty of news stories of how Floridians loathe this past week because of just the mass amount of teenagers that come into the area and just cause and wreak havoc.
Sure, all the money they bring into the area and help the economy and the state, that must be really annoying.
Boo.
Yeah, sure.
Friggin' who. Now, my family and I, we went to someplace new that we'd never been to before. Normally, we're going to the Gulf. We're like 30A. That's our jam. However, this spring break, we went to Disney, and we decided to hit up the Atlantic coast instead and went to Amelia Island, which is right there on the Georgia-Florida line, right? And so we're there, and we're staying at a condo, so we're not like at a little beach house anywhere. And Amelia Island is pretty quiet or whatever, but we got into the elevator, and there was one older woman that was like, "What's going on this week?"
Well, mostly Amelia Island is not going to be where you see like a lot of funneling on the beach.
Oh, we saw a funnel.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure that wasn't a baby bottle?
No, it was a funnel.
Okay.
It's been a while, but it hasn't been that long.
All right.
So, and there was a lot. There were two large groups of teenagers that were staying in the same condo complex that we were staying at, right? And at one point, this huge group of teenagers, and I was bracing myself, was congregating behind us. And there was like 20 of them, right, sitting behind us. And it's me, my husband, and our three-year-old. And Jimmy's just all about playing with his sand toys, as he calls them, right? And let me just say, anytime we left, I never opened a door the entire time I was there. These young men, every time we walked out to the beach, opened the gate, were super polite.
Yeah, you're trying to check out your milfy booty.
No, okay, get out of here. Gross.
After you.
What a sweet gentleman.
You think they're being all sweet? Check out milfy.
I wanted to think, like, you know, like, yeah, I still got it. And then I looked around and I was like, no, I don't.
Then I realized I don't.
A quick scan of who I was hanging out with, and I was like, yeah, no, I don't. But in all sincerity, yes, they were having fun at one point, and I found it highly entertaining. They were tackling each other, so the guys would lay down in the sand, and then they'd have to pop up real quick, and one person had a football, and then they'd run at each other and, like, you know, like, tackle each other. But I was thoroughly impressed with the politeness, with the well behavior. Yes, they were having fun, but they weren't infringing on anybody else's fun. They weren't like, it wasn't like loud cursing. It wasn't like loud music. Yes, they had music playing or whatever, but in all sincerity, I just wanted to compliment, if you had a teen in Amelia Island this weekend, you're doing a good job. And I mean, we came, I mean, there was a lot of kids there, and they were just having a good time, and they were being like good kids.
Well, let me just add this. If you had a kid that was in London with you last week, you're not doing a good job. Now, for the most part, you know, you don't notice the families that are going through and everything's going absolutely fine, and they're having they're having a great meal at a restaurant. What you notice is the kids that are being bratty that are talking back to their parents. So there's probably three times on this last trip that my son and I went to London for a couple of soccer matches because he's a huge fan. We went to London, then we went to Manchester, and there were a couple of times where he looked at me and he said, "You and Mom would absolutely kill me if I talked to you that way." And I said, "You are absolutely right. Don't even try that." But, you know, it's a handful of times, and those are the ones that you notice more than anything else. But I was thinking kind of like, if you have set the tone that this kind of language is okay for your kid to use on you, that's a you thing and maybe not your kid thing.
Yeah, and I mean, there was, you know, you could tell like some of the parents that were like a chaperone of a group or whatever, and they were just, they were having a good time.
Great.
And I was really bracing myself because everybody said like how horrible it is. Man. So impressed with today's youth.
They're getting better.
We'll see when Jimmy, KK so proud.
We'll see when Jimmy gets older if you have the same feeling about it.
He's going to have better taste in beer because I know it's cheap, but.
The Burt Show.